if for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com, at HS Radio Show on Twitter, patreon.com/High Society Radio. We'll get to that in a little bit. And before the show even started this evening, there was infighting among the show. There was screaming. There was yelling.
Disagreements. That happens all the
time.
There
was anger. There were lies being told. And truths being found out.
Lies?
I was pretty shocked what was going on between Bronx Johnny and Chris from Brooklyn. I'm Chris Pepperick Stanley, by the way.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. All three of us together for episode number 468, season 2.
Would it be season 2, episode 468? People are disputing
me. We've been around
me.
Longer than fucking Doctor Who and shit. That's pretty
that's
fucking
right. Cool. That's right. We're the only podcast that's been around longer. The long-running BBC show, and before that, radio show, yeah. Doctor Who.
Radio right. show wasn't that good.
I'm the third Pepper Hicks, actually. Much like there's many doctors, I'm the third Pepper Hicks.
I'm a Time Lord.
Sure, yeah, you definitely are a Time Lord,
fuck
Johnny.
Yeah. BK
That's
Chris
good.
Could be a Dalek.
I don't know what that is.
Or it's a trash can that tries to kill people and shit. Just go with that.
All right, look, we're the base pod. Remember that? And we're also... We've been on longer than Doctor Who.
Fuck
perfect.
Yeah, so.
It's High Society Radio. You're saying there's some disputes on the internet as to what episode and what season we're in?
Well, yeah. Apparently when people download the show, it says like crazy weird shit. Like Pocahontas soundtrack, track one.
What the fuck?
When you download the show from our old website, newtrashcity.com.
That's fantastic.
Okay, look. If you take the first letter of all those file names, because it comes out as a different file name, it spells a special message. Now,
the file names from way back in 2011, which is how back the New Trash City archives go.
Jesus.
So 4 years.
Dude,
we're missing a couple
I've
years.
Been waiting every single episode for yeah. someone to finally bring this up. So you take the first letter of all the words of the tracks of those shows,
mm-hmm.
and it makes a message. It's... Gonna blow your mind. Now I'm.
Is it Nico's dead? Paul is dead.
To me, he is.
It's on
asshole.
The listeners of High Society Radio to figure that out, because this was a planned, meticulously thought out prank.
It's not really our style.
You know what? It is. Well, you know what? You didn't know it was our style, but it has been the entire time.
Because you're a Time Lord.
No, oh wait, no, Johnny's a Time Lord.
Wait, are you Nicolas Cage or a Time Lord?
He's
I don't
the third
understand.
Pepper Hicks.
I'm the third Pepper Hicks, yeah.
Is that like the third Robin? Did you get beaten and raped by the Joker at
High
some point?
High Society Radio. We've been on longer than Doctor Who. That's got to go over the websites now.
I fucks with it.
Would you?
Yeah, you don't want to piss off the Doctor Who fans.
What, Whovians?
Is that what they're called? There's
That's
a lot of them.
I thought that was a Dr. Seuss character.
No. No, it's they're Whovians. I've heard it on a BBC commercial before. I only watch the best of. I can't keep up with that shit.
You know, I never gone to Doctor Who, and it's easy for me to get into. I like Babylon 5 and like Star Trek and everything else.
I fucked with Star Trek. I couldn't do Babylon 5. It's like black people Star Trek to me.
What? No, it's not.
I only
it's
fucked kinda with the Star Trek with the black guy who was the captain. That's the only one I watched.
Deep that was Space Nine.
That's the only one I liked.
I thought that should sound like a porn, bitch.
With I believe Captain Sisko Sinclair.
What?
That was the character.
That was
name?
The captain?
That was a black guy, yeah.
How many times do you think they got pulled over on that Enterprise?
He wasn't on the Enterprise. He was on a space station called Deep Space Nine.
He wasn't even on his own ship.
But
he
they had like a little station. They had a mini ship that would fuck shit up.
Yeah, he did have a mini ship. Okay, yeah, we're getting
the wormhole.
Was that like in the same timeline as Homeboys in Outer Space?
No. No. We're getting away from the
point
here.
It was a spin-off from Homeboys in Outer Space.
Chris and Johnny were arguing because Johnny said he never promised to go see WrestleMania with Chris at Chris's house.
Well, I don't remember saying that.
You definitely did.
I remember him saying that.
Yeah. I said,
why would I have plugged it on High Society Radio Volume 3, The Lost Tapes,
I don't know,
which you can get on Patreon.com
right now.
It's
kind of false advertisement. You got to fucking clear that shit with me.
You said it on this podcast. What? Right after the Royal Rumble.
And the shit I don't remember. You have it on like Apple TV, right? Why don't you just come to my crib? I have it on a PS4 fucking surround sound system on a smart TV.
No. I'm gonna have lots of finger foods. I have recording equipment
Bring
in my house.
Fucking
you don't even
food.
Have a computer that works.
That's a good point, actually.
You're gonna have finger foods?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
good. Well, we're not savages.
Yeah, I'm not a savage. What kind of piece of shit wouldn't have finger foods
that's what
for
I'm
a
saying.
Television watching experience?
It's not like we have to fucking like get a pledge drive to get some shit, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna need some beers.
Just give me some ginger ale. I'm good with that.
I'm going to get some beers.
What kind of finger foods are you going to have?
I think I might get a couple of... I'm going to get some chicken. I'm going to get some Szechuan food. I'm gonna do what I'm nice, I think.
Chicken tenders?
Maybe I'll get some chicken
tenders. Or they call them on 4chan now, tendies. Chicken tendies.
Why you got dumb that down
for? I've gone so deep
in
4chan
hole, son.
That I'm starting to feel odd.
No, you just want to rock some tendies, bro.
Never mind. Just don't forget I even said anything.
The way you make it sounds like your computer's like those old fucking black and green screens and shit. Like you're just on there non-constant.
You mean
hours.
The Matrix? Is that what you're talking about? The Matrix?
No, none of that.
Isn't that like
none
an old? Weren't the old like Atari and Commodore screens all green? Just green scale or whatever?
I'm not that old, bro.
Whatever.
You mad
well, we're still
old,
talking so. About finger foods.
Commodore.
You know, we're more than 70% of the way towards the pizza party.
That's fucking nice.
Pizza party.
Oh,
which,
man. I never thought we'd actually get this close.
You mean, when you promised it and me and Johnny go, I don't know if you should promise that. That means we actually have to do it.
You know what? Shout out to Hicks because he fucking stuck by that and it's almost going to happen.
I say
it's close to happening.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you think? Like May or June? We're having a summer pizza party?
I want to say June.
June?
Be hopeful say June.
Well, I think we need, whenever we hit the number, we need at least a month to plan the party.
Oh, yeah, because we're not planning anything until we hit the target.
We're going to need some more
obviously.
Money, though, because
we're going to need some more money.
The shit about it is, like, we never really figured out a spot, and on eBay right now, they have a fucking monorail. A monorail car from fucking Disney, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, I did see that.
Yo, you just chilling that month. It's 160 grand, but
I'm pretty sure it's just a car of monorail.
Yo,
it's not even on
just
a rail.
Chilling
is it
that
on a
shit.
Rail?
We could do rails on that motherfucker for all I care.
Oh, we could do more Johnny. Than one. Mono means one.
No. Oh, Johnny.
Can we get a multi-rail train?
Yo,
would it just be a train?
It's got to be like a whole shit on bid, though, right? Because I remember... Well, is it actually one fucking thing?
I don't know, Johnny. You're the one who brought it up.
Yeah, how
I'm just saying,
know?
But like a monorail, right? It's just the one car. I always thought it was like two cars combined.
I don't know. I've never been on a monorail.
You never went to like the airport or nothing?
And there,
that's not a monorail.
Yeah,
the one that goes to JFK.
That is a monorail. Ain't it? It got like one end to one end. That's a monorail, right?
Dude, this thing is going for $169,000 on eBay.
Oh, wow. They raised it. It was $160 the other day.
Well, that's what happens on eBay. The price goes up.
It's an auction.
Kind of terrible. It looks all right, though, just the chilling.
You're taking this off topic, dude.
I thought we were doing the Yakuza. Weren't we going to burn down the Yakuza thing?
Oh, yeah. That little fucking go-kart shit they had going, that truck.
The Tokyo
that
Drift.
U-Haul truck.
The Tokyo Drift Bar, whatever it's called.
Yeah, we could do that, I guess. Oh, we getting a discount on the place, though.
It's Stanley's boy.
Because
you look into that?
You know what? We did promise.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, to be totally honest.
Your boy was doing a Kickstarter
for
a fucking
man,
thing.
The truck.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should listen when we're talking.
Well, you just fucking pull that out of nowhere. Let's all just fucking focus for a second. How about all three of us, huh?
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, are you going to go fucking see him watch WrestleMania with Chris?
And record a pre-show. We have to record a pre-show.
We could do a pre-show, but I'll probably leave just to go watch it on my TV and shit.
All right.
It's a nice TV.
You can bring your TV.
I don't want to bring it to your neighborhood.
Too many white people?
It's just so far. And you guys like to, like, fucking just take shit as your own. Like, well, if it's in my house, I'll hold it for you.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Exactly. That's why that shit's staying in my house.
Okay.
We could get a 4K TV, but I don't think they're gonna have it in 4K, right? I'm waiting for that WrestleMania. It's gonna be a badass 4K WrestleMania.
You really falling
WrestleMania
into
40?
The 4K
I want that
thing?
Shit so hard, so hard.
That's what you spend your money on?
Yo, well, I don't even know what that is.
4K?
It's like super high def, right? It's like,
is it like 4chan? Son. I don't. That's
the 4chan TV.
No one wants that television. Yeah, 4K is like 60 FPS porn. It's like super high def. You know what I'm talking about.
You see like cock hairs on that shit.
Why would I want to see cock hairs?
I'm just saying, that's how high def that shit is.
I just
like
look
a
down.
Fucking pinpoint laser. Oh, God.
Fair enough. We could all just look at our own cock heads. In, I guess, what would you, our
real
eyesight
time?
Be? Just actual, like, really, really high
standard
def?
Standard definition. It's just standard def.
Standard
it's
definition.
Not high def. It's just...
How many megapixels?
That's what I call my dick. That's funny.
Megapixels.
I call it the megapixel.
How many megapixels does Johnny look like right now through my eyeballs?
I don't know.
I think it's like something really ridiculous. Like eyeballs are really, really good.
If only I can feel, make a TV out of eyeballs.
I feel insane tonight. I apologize to all the listeners. I'm rambling like a crazy person.
That's just pretty much how the show goes every week, though.
No, I'm usually a little bit more on point.
I re-listened to the Australian Pizza Tour recently.
How'd that go?
You said you were going to shoot your dick off and then 3D print yourself a new dick.
Oh, right.
While we were giving out pizzas in Australia.
And what the crazy part is, that actually happened a month ago.
Hey, you beat those people out in a fucking other part of the world where they did that dick transplant.
That's right. It's like, I'm just going to make a goddamn plastic dick. That's really all 3D printing is good for, bottle openers and dildos.
No, you can, they're fucking making,
well,
there's some companies
in Cali.
Yeah, you can make guns, and then there's some company that you can make a fucking full robot. It's like a miniature, look at this thing.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
you can 3D print that.
Kind of looks like shit, though.
I mean.
It looks like a beeper put together with batteries sticking out.
You're 100% right, dude.
That looks horrible.
I don't want beeper bot.
No.
I got rid of my beeper in 2007,
you gotta
okay?
repurpose these beepers. So. You gotta recycle. You gotta recycle all the old beepers.
See, like, a 3D printer would have came in handy with them shits is big, bro. Could have just opened up your own fucking beeper spot.
I mean,
is there a reason doctors still have beepers?
Well, they got to be accessible 24/7 everywhere. Like,
well,
sometimes
no, cell phone signals can disrupt. That's why you're supposed to turn your cell phone off. You're not allowed. Like, they will tell you not to talk on your cell phone in a hospital because supposedly it could fuck up.
Yeah, there's designated areas in a hospital where you can talk on your phone.
Yeah, like, where they do open heart surgery and shit. Not allowed to have anywhere where you do radiation shit. Can't have it either.
I don't know. I want my doctor checking WebMD if he's doing open heart surgery on me.
He's a doctor. He is WebMD.
No, he's analog. He's not WebMD.
He's just MD.
He's just MD.
Analog?
Yeah, I need that digital shit, dog.
You know, I went to this one doctor, but he was just way too analog.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I need more of a robot.
I need a 4K doctor. That's what I need.
Fuck yes.
He needs to prescribe me some sort of drugs that don't exist yet. Future drugs. I need my drugs to be fucking high def, son.
Hell yeah.
You know, we were talking about the pizza party that will happen. I'm going to guess May or June.
I'm saying June.
You're saying June?
Let's do it at Citi Field in the parking lot. Fuck it.
We can't just pound beer in the parking lot.
They have like a bar outside the stadium now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. You can go in on like a Friday night. You just go out there. Buy some beers, bring our own pizza. They can't tell us we can't have pizza outside the stadium.
I mean, we'll have to find a place that has a dollar pizza spot, like, close by.
I can get something by the 7 line. We'll be all right.
All right.
We'll be all right.
I see what you're saying. But that what we're talking about, you can find out about it at patreon.com/highsocietyradio. And there are a number of new Patreon patrons that we have to give, as Johnny calls it, big ups to, right? Is that correct?
Dap, you can say dap too.
All right. So this is to you, Chunky. Be a baller. Be a high society baller.
Fuck yeah.
Daniel B, this is for you too. That's not all, Johnny.
Oh, we got a couple today.
Josh A. And finally, the last Patreon patron this week, it's McFly Murderface.
Fuck yeah. That tied it all together right
there. That's a pretty cool name.
All right.
It's very chic.
You know what? This is what you get, Johnny, for being a dick earlier. We have two drops in the show. We got bruh. We got the bruh button.
We got ballin'.
And we got ballin'.
Oh, hey, we also have all the spectrums, man.
Oh yeah, it's good and bad. Then we have the bruh button song.
When somebody talks stupid and you want to say something, hit them with the bruh button. Bruh. Hit them with the bruh button. Hit them with the bruh button. Bruh.
When somebody talking stupid and you want to say
a lot longer than I remember.
Hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with the bruh button.
What did you have it on?
Don't talk over it when it's playing.
Did you have
I'll
like
turn
a...
your fucking mic off.
That's a new mega. That's a new mega upload song.
That shit is very long from what I remember, though.
It's 19 seconds.
19 seconds is fucking too long. So.
Sorry, what drops are you bringing to the show?
If you teach me how to work the fucking board,
what he's doing.
I do it.
Tell me what you want, and I'll put it on there.
Yeah, that's right, you will. You're like my private dancer.
That's what you get. Shut your whore mouth. Oh, God. Yeah, Patreon's getting bigger every day, boys. Every day. Every day we're just banking it up, aren't we, huh?
We're doing pretty good. We could do better because we need so much for you listeners. Nothing for us because we're not greedy.
It's obvious we're not greedy.
Not at all.
It's painfully, painfully obvious.
Needy, maybe. We wear rags.
Needy,
when's the
confused.
Last time
we're greedy, we're just not ambitious.
When's the last time we took a High Society Radio photo? It's been a while.
Yeah,
we still wear the same shit from like 7 years ago.
Yeah, the only thing that's different is my hair's shorter.
This is a new $2 shirt. I don't know what you're talking about.
Didn't you tell me you had like 100 of those shirts? Like a fucking cartoon character.
I do have 100 of these shirts easily.
It's pretty awesome though. You save money.
Did you buy them like offline? Because is it? Are they,
no, I just like get new ones whenever I don't feel like doing laundry.
Did you buy like the crates of them and shit? You just have like a crate of the same shirt.
I have gotten a huge box. I did sell a box of white t-shirts, a crate of white t-shirts.
It's nice. It's very
remember that summer when white t-shirts were cool?
They're always cool.
I sold white t-shirts.
Last summer? The summer before that? And the summer before that?
No, it was when that white tee song came out back in the day.
Oh, God.
I was selling white tees out of my house.
My God.
I said Chingy.
Was that a Chingy song?
Yeah, I think that was a Chingy.
I don't know.
Nikes and white tees. There you go.
That was one of them. That's not the one I'm thinking of.
No, there's like, there were like a few white tees.
You're out there
songs.
Looking like a cholo, son.
That was right after the stop snitching craze.
What you mean craze? That shit is still rampant, B.
No, when everyone was wearing the stop snitching shirts. And that was right before the...
Snowman?
Snowman was before that. And before that was when Scarface got really popular, when everyone was like started selling the Scarface leather jackets. Remember those?
Yeah. Oh, those are terrible.
I still see people.
Yeah,
on
them
train
franchise
with those.
Boys in my white tee. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the franchise
there
boys.
Go.
There you go.
DFB.
Who's in love them franchise boys, huh, Johnny?
Oh yeah. I think they do like cruise ships now. They're like at that age where they just do cruise ships.
I doubt it. I doubt they even get on a cruise ship.
Them franchise boys?
Yeah, them franchise boys.
They'll surprise you.
I don't think they will. I doubt they're doing very well.
You might get one.
Good thing they saved their money and bought white tees instead of designer clothing.
That's what I'm saying.
The white tee market's huge right now. I'm investing everything I have in it. I need the longest white tee you could possibly make.
I think that was before the long white tees. And
nah,
the long...
man. I think the motherfuckers weigh like 80 pounds combined, and you still get like triple XL shirts. It was kind of crazy.
Those it was ridiculous looking.
Those long tees just like they look like old lady nightshirts.
It was insane.
Yeah, they OD long like that. Yeah, you got to get like the midweight, the heavyweight shirts.
It went down to their dude's knees. They're just rocking these ridiculously long tees. But some were specially made because it was just like a ridiculously long torso.
They sold long tees for a year there.
Man, you think that'll ever come back? I think.
I hope
everything comes back.
I think the JNCO jeans are coming back.
Hell yes.
We were talking about that a couple of weeks ago. Somebody bought the brand.
I'm waiting for that Willie Esco and Carl Canada to make a comeback. Maybe Parasuco jeans. I know everybody had those.
Damon John bought Atonic sneakers somehow. He bought the
what
brand.
What the fuck? Really? Are those even worth anything?
I don't know. I don't remember anybody wearing them when they existed.
Yeah. I was in a bidding war for that and I lost out. Pissed me off, dude.
What'd you lose by like $3?
$400,000. The guy outbid me.
Good God.
I bid $19.20. And then he bid $400,000.
Sure, the price is right at that ass. $19.21.
Hell yeah.
Just left you in the dust.
Well, too rich for my blood. I need a Metro card, so I won't be buying a sneaker brand.
Eesh. Fucking tough living in the city now.
It's tough, Johnny.
Fucking, what is it now? $2.75 one way?
$2.75 again on the subway.
$5.50 to go both ways?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That's $2.75 times two.
That's a lot of money.
It's okay. We got all this Patreon cash. We're obviously not throwing that party. It's a joke. It's a joke. We are playing. We are going to throw the party.
The thing that's the funniest thing about the party is me and Johnny are way more likely to want to do something like that than you, and we were dead opposed to it. And you were just like, nope, we're having a party.
No, I think Stanley will show up for this one.
I'll be there.
He'll do the meet and greet at the door and be like, all right, is everybody in here? How much cash we got left?
I'm going to be running around all day getting fucking pizzas.
Nah, we'll team up on that. We'll get like a nice little U-Haul van.
You don't even want to do a WrestleMania pre-show with me.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's like ridiculous to go to your house. It's fucking super annoying. What is it, the Q train or some crazy
shit? I'm
going
to have finger foods and beers.
Can't really have the beers.
Johnny, you got to do it. You got to do
give
it for the pre-show.
Give me some celery and baby carrots. I'll be all right with that. I got to watch my weight, man.
I'll get you, but you got to dip it in blue cheese, though.
What's the main event in WrestleMania on Sunday?
Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. And maybe a Seth Rollins cash-in. Betting on that.
I like Seth Rollins. That guy's pretty good.
Can't let John Stewart kick you in the nuts like that, though. But, you know.
John Stewart kicked. Oh, yeah. John Stewart kicked him in the balls.
But did Jay Leno pin Hulk Hogan in the 90s?
Yeah, but, like, that was part of that reason that company went out of fucking business. Like, you got to, like, temper your enthusiasm or shit like that.
Curb your enthusiasm. Get it?
I get it, yeah.
I would have rather Larry
Curb
David.
Curb your enthusiasm.
Yeah, okay.
Like the TV show.
Cameron's a huge fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Everyone
Who is.
Is
it, man? I like it better than Seinfeld, actually.
I think Cameron was out South by Southwest. We should have been there.
What was he doing? Was this on a white
tee?
The Dips at Reunion show was like three blocks from where we're sitting.
Why weren't we there?
Because you guys don't like going out on weekdays because you're old men who have
jobs?
Well,
I have fucking job, dude.
Yeah, I have a job.
I have job.
Yeah.
I have job.
You can see how you got hired with fucking verbal skills like that.
Hell yeah, son. I don't got to teach the kids. I just got to make sure they don't kill themselves.
Oh, you work for a suicide hotline? That's probably smart. Did you hear about the chick who... She convinced this kid, well, she like egged this dude on to kill himself, but then like afterwards she threw like a fundraiser for his family and like,
yeah, that's some Grammy
just
shit.
Just to get like attention after he killed himself to see like seem like the good person.
That's some Hannibal Lecter shit right
Did
there.
Did she get busted at all?
Yeah, she
yeah,
got,
she
well,
got
that's why
time
I'm talking
for that.
About. Well, she not. Oh yeah, they're she might be getting a manslaughter charge.
Yeah,
right. Or a criminal negligence or something. Like she knew he was suicidal.
Yeah, the manslaughter is gonna be tough to stick on that.
His parents were saying that he was like about to not do it, and then she was just like, nah, you should fucking do it.
I have a friend that's kind of hot.
She told him online?
Yeah. Like, right. It's like there's text messages between them. She's supposed to be like his friend, and she like egged him on to kill himself.
That's a good friend.
But then that's what's so fucked up about it, though. She went out of her way to, like, she did the GoFundMe shit for his memorial thing, you know, this and that. Oh, suicide
that was just to
awareness.
Wash away her fucking guilt. Or maybe she wanted to jack the
no,
money.
No, I think she just wanted attention and people to think she's a good person after she fucking killed someone.
Yeah, she probably
should
have deleted those texts on his phone. Jeez. Went to go see the body, taking the phone, deleted it.
Yeah.
But like, well,
or she should have just taken a selfie with the body on his phone.
Oh.
Like, what up?
It's kind of deep.
Well, that's where I'm at in my life right now, Johnny.
It's that website, man. You got to get off that shit. It's not a normal response to something like that. Damn.
Oh, boy. Speaking of the Bronx, Johnny.
Yeah.
Do you know that Bronx students received one-third of the arrests and summonses from school safety officers last year, although they make up only one-fifth of the public school population? So one-third of all tickets are going to one-fifth of the students.
But is that for just truancy or like?
Is that like
a
container?
For rape, murder, drugs.
What kind of
Johnny, go.
What kind of math is that? What's that, 2 out of 8? What?
All right.
You're asking me a lot of math. Math ain't my forte.
No, I'm saying it's overwhelming. All right, only of all the students in New York City, a fifth of them go to school in the Bronx.
Okay.
So 20%.
All right. I'll do that.
But a third of all the tickets that go to all the students, of them all
that's
just kinda, go to that one-fifth of kids.
That's kind
of
high.
Yeah, it's kind of way
that's
high.
That's a bit.
Since you live in the Bronx, you love in the Bronx. You are the Bronx. Your name is Bronx Johnny.
Yeah.
Explain to me why this is happening.
Some wretched-ass parents out there. You can't even really blame the fucking kids for that. They got no hope. When you got parents going to parent-teacher night drunk on their ass over some Henny, that's a bad look. When school safety knows your mom because she used to get down in the day, that's also a bad look.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I feel bad for the kids.
So you're blaming the students?
I'm blaming their parents.
Oh, okay. I got it confused. I thought you were like, look, they deserve it.
No. Like, some kids should, like, once you hit 16, you should be able to fucking take accountability for what you do, I think. But in that situation, it's mainly the parents. Like, nowadays, I work in a school, you see that shit all the time. A kid fucks up, we have the kid being an asshole on camera, and the parent will be like, well, you know what, if you guys are watching him, but, like, we're not a babysitting service. Your kid's a knucklehead. Fix that shit.
We kind of are, though. I mean, it is a school.
At some point, yeah, you kind of do. Like, say some kids that have to escort down to lunch to make sure they don't get in no fucking trouble. It gets crazy.
Like Hannibal Lecter? What's going on here?
It's weird. We got hitters in the hallway. It's real weird.
Wait, what do you have in the hallway?
Hitters. Like, there's kids from other schools waiting to, like, beat some of them up because some shit popped off after school. It just gets, it gets crazy. And I've said too much.
You should write a book.
I'm thinking about it. Another, like, 10 years, if I survive that shit, I could have Louis Gossett Jr. playing in a movie or something. If he's still around.
He will definitely not be around. He's quite old.
Yo, he looks horrible, man. He looks like a melted popsicle and shit. He's just horrible.
Yeah, I watched a movie on, it's not BET. It's like, what is it? Was it Centric?
It's, yeah,
Centric,
it's or one BET. Of those channels, right?
The book, the movie was called The Book of Negroes.
What?
It was like Roots, but, you know.
Modernized?
Nah, it's just like another slave story.
When did the fuck it come out?
And Louis Gossett Jr. was in it. He played like a old priest guy.
Well, he ain't gonna play a young priest.
And he died in it. Sad. Well, yeah. A slaver in Africa stabbed him to death. When he stopped some, tried to stop them from slaving other black people.
When he finally tried to stop them? The illustrated edition is $143.
God damn. It must be like a graphic novel or something like that.
No, it's a book. It's not just a goddamn comic book. It's a book.
Sure.
It's the illustrated edition.
Sounds a little fake
to
me.
The non-illustrated edition, $10.
I'll opt for that.
Wow, that's a scary picture.
Yeah, man. Yeah, apparently slavery was pretty goddamn tough.
Sounds real.
Awful, dude.
I thought it would have been great. Of course, well, it was terrible.
Don't be that slavery.
Of course, it's terrible.
Chris, you told me that.
What's that guy, Cliven Bundy? What are you?
Oh, shout out to Cliven. He's still alive.
Oh, my God. Fucking he was great, on. Was oh, yeah. I watched Vice last week. There's a new episode on tonight.
I missed it.
Was it last week?
Not the one with where they were shooting people in Ferguson, right?
No, it was the one after that. It was the one about It was the one about military groups in the United States, like militias.
Oh, all right.
And
they're mostly pro-whites, though, right? There are a couple of black factions, but it's very rare.
It's really scary and crazy how people think they need to protect the borders of America.
Makes
and,
sense.
And it's like they were just showing these tons of dudes.
Didn't you take your job yet?
Yes, I'm worried about the them taking my landscaping job and my food delivery job.
Well, there's some people that actually do that for a living, right? That's why they get angry about it. They would do those shit jobs. For
the
shit
guys
wages.
Patrolling the border with their fucking AR-15s or whatever, their jobs aren't being taken by the Mexicans who just want to get out of Mexico because It's run by goddamn cartels.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out there. Well,
there's so many crazy people here. Sometimes it's nuts. And the vice correspondent, who's like some hot chick they just brought in this season.
Oh, yeah. The Indian broad?
No, she's white.
Oh.
She was just like nodding and just like looking at them.
She feared for her life?
Oh, you had to have with these maniacs.
Dude, didn't the Daily Show do a thing where like some farmer, he offered like minimum wage to any American person, he would hire them over an immigrant, and nobody showed up? Like some orange farmer in the South.
We're very... I guess the word would be spoiled when it comes to, like, pay, because you expect, you know, time and a half for certain shit.
Look, if I'm going to deliver food for Seamless, I want to get fucking bank, all right?
Hey, look at those Uber drivers. They're fucking killing it right now.
They say they are, but are they really?
I think they get, like, what, $25 a ride? Or some high-ass number like that?
No, they get paid whatever they get paid from whatever the cut is from the...
Yeah, but, like, if they overcharge, they get it, like, what's Uber take? Like, what is that, Chris, like 15% off that?
I don't know. I don't drive an Uber.
Yeah, sure, we don't drive Ubers. Jesus Christ.
You look like an Uber driver, though.
I could definitely be an Uber driver. I heard they make good money, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Getting off topic again. Why are we talking about Uber? I'm talking about the militias in the United States.
The crazy thing about people who fucking believe that shit, though, like we need to protect the borders, people are taking our jobs. Like the reason why we don't have an aging population, like a lot of Europe, they have no plan because they have more entitlements, like free healthcare and stuff. They have no plan to deal with the aging population.
Goddamn socialism.
Yes, I'm just saying, they have no plan to deal with the aging populations in all those Western countries. As people get older and the population shrink, because of immigration from South America and the United States, like, our population is steady and not shrinking. So, like, the working class, like, if you made a more liberal immigration policy and got people into the tax base, you can actually maintain some of the fucking programs we have. We're always worried about Medicare spending is outpacing economic growth.
So what you're saying is more dead white people, more healthy young Mexicans.
Say that.
Why'd you rub your chest when you
said
that?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm probably having a heart attack.
You look like a fucking villain out of like Machete or some shit. Doing
I am a villain. I'm in the next Machete movie. Did I forget to tell you?
You're going
to
be in space with Machete?
Danny Trejo's half cousin or something. And I'm like, I'm out to get him. But then he cuts my head off
and
fucks it. I'm like, all right, cool. It's just for a movie, right? This is going to happen, right? But yeah, then what made me think of that was the Clive and Bundy guy. They interviewed him.
Oh, he was on that one?
He was on that one, yeah, because they took a look at that what happened there, where all those militiamen faced down feds and the cops.
They still haven't gotten him, right?
No, he could still.
That's fucking.
He could still push his cattle through because apparently the federal government has no right to take any money from him, even though he lives in the United States.
He can't pull that shit though. Like,
he won. He beat him.
God. So you saying if I could outgun the federal government, I could basically do whatever the fuck I wanted?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's exactly it. If you can outgun the federal government,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'd be cool with you doing whatever you want.
Oh yeah. I'd have to make a couple calls, boys. Maybe that Patreon money might not be for pizza party.
All right, new Patreon goal.
Overthrow the government.
Take out that pizza party, put Bronx militia.
Oh, yeah.
We got to start buying guns.
Get some Sonora boys to come down here and play a mariachi.
We got to start stockpiling water, military rations, and bullets.
And some cattle.
Because Obama's going to take our bullets away, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. I love that one. I love it, too, that fucking Ted Cruz is running. He was legit born in Canada, but now it's not a fucking issue. I love it. Fantastic.
I'm going to vote for Neil Young, then.
Is he actually going to run this time?
Yeah, Neil Young's going to run for president, Johnny.
Fantastic.
Yeah. He's actually going to get the Democratic nomination.
Ted Nugent, fucking VP?
Why would Ted Nugent be his VP?
I don't know. They look like they play music together. They can fucking work shit out. They have like a fucking sing-along or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how these fucking old white dudes work.
This is embarrassing, to be totally honest. Look at
this. Bruh!
For saying that with stupid shit. But it's a good episode of Vice.
Yeah, I gotta check it out when I get home.
Great to see Gun Nuts talking about how, you know, the government's gonna take everything away from us.
Dude, it hasn't happened yet. Been saying it for, 7 years now? Still hasn't happened. Not that I know of.
That's right, Johnny. I was watching the Food Network the other evening, and they had this show on. It was like there's a guy in the Food Network called Jeff Morrow. He's some also ran shitty food host, and he like he won like best Food Network star. But like really, the only out of all those reality shows, there's always the first one who does the best. Guy Fieri, the one first guy, he won like the fucking this guy Jeff won like the sixth one in, and he has like it was like Jeff Morrow's family Disney vacation. And it was an hour-long program where he's just going around Disney eating, going to the various different restaurants of Disney and eating. It was an
hour-long
infomercial for Disney.
Holy fuck.
Disney used to do that in
the
70s.
Channel, right?
No, like Walt Disney used to do that on like ABC in the fucking 70s.
But I remember that.
But the Food Network really has hit a brand new low. And then there's another one where where he goes on Disney cruises. So it's just nonstop Disney infotainment.
Well, they all lose
and
a little bit of money.
Like, so after we get out of the safari, we heard about a great restaurant. Well, I'm sure there's one or two restaurants per resort.
Like they don't even serve exotic shit in there. Like I'm pretty sure there's no mango chutney to be found, a giraffe.
I'm sure they got mango chutney in there.
I highly doubt that.
They had naan. It was like, ooh, homemade naan.
What the fuck is that?
It's like
that Arab bread.
Indian bread.
It's delicious.
It's mad good. Naan is mad delicious.
I like a good garlic naan.
Oh, hell yeah. That's the only way to go, dude.
Yeah, you gotta go garlic naan.
I gotta go try that now.
That garlic naan's delish.
I thought you were scared to eat Indian food.
The spicy shit scares me. Because they tell you shit ain't spicy, but then it really isn't kind of shit yourself.
Indian food is delicious. I love it.
Indian food's pretty damn good.
Spicy as fuck.
You dip that naan in that, son? Oh, so good.
Now I gotta go look for it now.
You gotta get some.
It's an Indian spot around here.
There's
an Indian
spot down the block.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll be like, yo, let me just get your bread.
Let me get some bread, bro.
Went to Tad's earlier, so I'm pretty stuffed up. But
Tad's
I'll take
again,
it
huh?
Yeah, fucking living a life, bro.
You're not expanding your horizons?
Johnny doesn't believe in diets. He just believes in shitting out more weight than he takes in.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to lose weight. Colon blow.
What'd you get at Tad's this time around?
Got the same shit I got last time, okay. Except this time, instead of a beer, I got a water. Italian dress. Fuck yourself.
When someone's saying something stupid, what? You gotta say something. Hit him with the bra button. So that's
fucking,
what
it's a sweet deal. You get chicken, ribs, and steak with some garlic bread, baked potato. It's like $18.
I remember
you
telling me this exact same thing 3 weeks ago.
It's delicious.
On episode 466, season 2.
Well, we do a lot of episodes.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot. We've been around for a while.
We do more episodes than her days in a fucking year, pal.
Yeah. Stanley, you sent me an article. It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Adult preschools?
Fucking pederasts.
It's not about pederasts, Johnny.
It's kind of creepy, though.
It's about a woman in Brooklyn, I believe.
Yeah.
Has set up an adult preschool, and you pay hundreds of dollars to go to her preschool classes. And these are adults.
$1,000.
It's like a regular fucking private school in the fucking city, then.
Playing dress up, finger painting, making up songs.
Oh, God.
It's pretty frightening.
These are the fucking... Whoa.
Yeah, she's all right.
She is all right.
I am always very suspect of whether these things are real or not.
But like, are they taking actual private school, preschool fucking space, though, or are they making their own space?
No, it's just the basement of her apartment or something, or her apartment.
Yeah, but they're just finger painting.
That looks really
and fucking...
That looks legit, though. Like, look at the walls and everything.
Yeah, it's very... It does look like preschool.
I mean, I don't know whether to hate this woman or be like, I can't believe you've convinced adults to give you money for this.
She's got a couple people in that motherfucker.
Well, you can convince adults to give you money for anything nowadays, you know? Like, I'm not that shocked by that, but I just think they're all losers.
Yeah, there's a lot of perverts out there nowadays.
I don't think this is a pervert thing, Johnny.
This has nothing to do with sex. It's like, people
are like...
You
can't tell me.
No, these people were
you
like...
You grown people in costumes in a basement. That don't sound fucking regular, man.
I don't know.
Like, you didn't see that dude on YouTube?
It's not regular, but it doesn't make them perverts.
There's a dude on YouTube that, like, he's gotten big because all he does is he'll post videos of his kids when he buys them new toys. And for some reason,
there's a lot of people who got big. There was, like, an ex-porn star who made, like, millions of dollars just playing with Disney toys.
Yeah, but, like, this dude made $1.5 million just filming his kid playing with toys. I'm like, how many fucking people are watching this shit that are pedophiles? Like...
Dude, one of the biggest YouTube channels is just people opening, you know, those Kinder eggs, the chocolate eggs with the toy inside? Just just opening the Kinder egg and
the fuck
showing
up.
What the toy is inside the Kinder egg.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with people?
They don't even let you have those in America, bro.
Is that what Patreon people want? We can do that shit if you want.
We'll all right, we'll do an unboxing video for fucking $45. Put it up there. I'll unbox something. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah. Don't even put the name of it. It's like a mystery box and shit. You don't even know what the
fuck's
in it.
I got a product you can unbox. I found a great product today that I think we should get to sponsor the show.
Okay, what is it?
It's called Preen, and apparently it's a spray that turns any piece of toilet paper into a baby wipe.
Shut up. It's fucking
water. It's the future.
It's a water spritzer then. It's all
it is. Nah, bro. It's got vitamin E.
For your asshole.
And tea tree oil.
All that shit for your asshole.
Freshen up your butthole, yeah.
God damn.
There's a big problem in New York City that people are flushing their baby wipes and screwing up the sewer system.
Yeah, that's what they say, but I be flushing all the time.
I am not a fan of baby wipes. No, thank you.
That's very unhygienic.
You're unhygienic. I know. The world wasn't able to get by before baby wipes.
Now we can't. Not everybody always had internet, right, dog? How did they live?
Fine. The world got by fine without the internet.
It wasn't Catterday till the fucking internet, dog. Just you remember that.
I'm just saying, this is a solution because you can spray this on your toilet paper. You get a nice clean feeling.
Why don't you just spray it on your asshole?
You could just spray it on your
asshole. You probably just spritz it and it's fucking...
I think this is a great idea.
How much is it?
You're getting into enema territory here, Johnny.
How much is it?
This thing was like $3.
Man, fuck out of here. Why don't you just put bleach in
it?
I'm just
saying, like, let's say you have like a job interview, right? I don't know about you guys. When I have a job interview, I get like bubble guts. I have to shit.
Oh, yeah, everybody gets
but
nervous.
Then you got like, you take a dirt, nasty shit, you can't feel. It's like that, it's like in The Hustler when he's like, he cleaned underneath his nails. You know that part in the.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to feel fresh if you're going into an interview.
Yeah, but your top nails to are fucking. Your nails, people can see your nails. Ain't nobody checking your asshole.
Yeah, but
it
you know.
Depends what kind of
you
work
feel
you're
unfresh,
doing.
I'm saying.
That's right for their there. Fucking seat to deal with, not me, man. Leave that ass smell on their seats, be like, whatever, nigga. Walk right the fuck out.
Wow, Johnny.
Yeah, what?
You like to leave your scent in an office so you get jobs?
Yo, I'm like, yo, they gonna call me back.
You think Robert Durst is gonna get out? I mean,
he has to, man. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Chris, did you watch the rest of the series?
I didn't watch the rest of it, but I don't see how that confession is gonna be admissible.
You know what's crazy?
Like, if you go to jail for everything you said creepily to yourself, looking in the mirror after you take a piss, I'd be in jail for fucking a million years.
I'm thinking, like, when he said, I'm killing it right now, he's talking about the piss, because a man of his age, his prostate must have mad polyps on that shit. Like,
I don't
it
think
must
prostates get polyps.
Well, whatever the fuck a prostate gets. He must be in a
cancer?
Lot of pain. There you go. He must be in mad pain when he pisses in. Like, you know what? Yeah, I'm killing it.
That's and he it. Said, what did I do? I killed them all. That's what he said.
Talking about that piss, bro. That's what he's talking about.
Maybe he was just chipping shit off the toilet with his piss. He's like,
that too. He's
all
like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of think Pepper's an ageist. He don't like fucking Dick Cheney. He don't like Robert Durst. He just doesn't like old people. I'm tired of this shit.
There's a TV show. I love old people.
He just doesn't like old rich white guys who shoot people.
I guess not, dude.
I know Johnny, the defender of the people who don't need defending. There's a TV show called The Call in New York City on NY1. It's a call-in TV show that they'll put out like a topic of the day, like should marijuana be legalized? Call in to whatever the number is,
and it's a call-in show. Your call.
And yeah, they'll take your. And I watch it most nights,
yeah.
Just because it's fun to watch. Listen to crazy New Yorkers, bitch.
It's legit issues though.
It sounds like a bunch of crazy weirdos.
Yeah.
So I was watching. We tweeted this out. I was watching it last week, and this call came in. They were talking about Eric Garner. Eric Garner was the topic. Okay. This is what the call was on The Call on NY1.
Welcome back to The Call. I'm John Schumer. Every line is ringing. Let's go right back to the phones. Robert is in Hell's Kitchen. Robert, we're talking about a judge's decision not to release grand jury proceedings, transcripts, minutes from the Eric Garner case. Do you agree with that decision?
John, this is a travesty. I didn't kill Susan Berman. Jurek betrayed me.
Robert in Hell's Kitchen. Robert, thank you for that.
I guess Robert Durst got out of prison or used his one call to call the call.
And in the best way,
it sounded a little bit like old man McGillicuddy.
No, not at all.
It sounded like a couple of potheads because I just heard him laughing afterwards because there was their brilliant prank call.
Oh, man. That guy looks scared as shit, too. The holy shit, did he get out? Like, is he coming here for an interview?
Nah, Robert Durst wouldn't kill that guy. I think his guy's name is John.
Nah, apparently, it's a pretty common name. You can probably get away with killing a John.
I don't know. Do you think it was really him?
I think so. It sounded fucking...
I feel like we should listen to it again. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Play it back.
Let's make sure.
Welcome back to The Call. I'm John Schumer. Every line is ringing. Let's go right back to the phones. Robert is in Hell's Kitchen. Robert, we're talking about a judge's decision not to release grand jury proceedings, transcripts, minutes from the Eric Garner case. Do you agree with that decision?
John, this is a travesty. I didn't kill Susan Berman. Jurek betrayed me.
Robert in Hell's Kitchen. Robert, thank you for that.
I didn't even hear that fucking Sprite can hiss. That shit is hysterical.
That sounded like Durst to me. I watched that show, The Jinx, a lot.
But why would he think it was so funny? That that Durecki framed him because he seems to think it's really hilarious.
He's probably pissing again.
No, that was someone recording it. I don't think he was laughing, Robert Durst. Because Durecki did, and I mean, I agree with him. I think Durecki did frame him.
Yeah.
I think he made Susan Berman's kid write that letter with the wrong letter.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Write that word with the wrong letter, rather.
Which one was it? California? Beverly? Was it Beverly you misspelled or some shit like that?
Beverly, yeah. You misspelled Beverly.
That's some funny shit. And I like how he fucking called him.
I don't think that confession is going to be admissible.
I told you that before. Everybody keeps saying yeah, but I don't think so, man.
I don't think so. I didn't know much about it when we were talking about it last week. But
I don't know. That guy's fucking innocent. They gotta give him a break already, man. He's had a lot of tragedy in his life befall him and shit.
I know, right? His wife died. Right.
And he's never around either. So
he's passed over in the family business.
Yeah.
Yeah, his brother, I think, is more of a piece of shit.
His friend got shot by the mafia. It's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
What a terrible life. His neighbor died.
And then, like, he went through that weird cross-dressing phase because he couldn't know how to cope with that shit. And his neighbor was pretty violent.
He didn't get to eat that sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sad. They're also saying he killed a couple of teenage girls in California. And then he had seven Malamute like husky dogs throughout his life, and seven dogs in a row.
Yeah.
He called them Igor each time they died under weird circumstances. And people were saying that he probably killed those dogs.
It doesn't sound like anything like Robert.
They're just blaming every fucking
death
on this dude.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't they just say he killed Nicole Brown Simpson at this fucking point?
Maybe he did.
Oh, God.
They said he killed some young girls in California, right?
They're bringing Cato back in to see what the deal is. Like, on second thought, I think Robert Durst was there.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't help OJ, though. He's
he's just
locked
a piece
up
of shit.
For something else.
Him and Suge Knight's bitch ass. You seen that? When him passing out a court?
Listen, Suge Knight is blind. He probably shouldn't have been driving, but that murder is clearly not his fault.
I'm telling you right now, I think the dude's got diabetes, because those reactions look like something I'm diabetic would do. Blood sugar a little low, Suge?
Johnny, stop.
It's fucking blood.
Don't say that. That's terrible.
He just crumbled.
Whatever. He's sick. Give him a break.
Why can't you give Robert Durst a break?
Because Robert Durst kills dogs and people like it doesn't even matter.
Allegedly. Use the word allegedly, son. He's got a hell of a... He's like Mr. Burns. He's got mad lawyers.
He does have mad lawyers. And all he does is have money.
He can't fucking release the hounds, though, apparently, you, because he kills dogs, right, you son of a bitch?
I don't like people who kill dogs.
I don't think he did, though. Like, you're blaming him for everything. Was this fucking stock market crash his fault, too? Jeez.
You never know.
Doubt it. Matter of fact, you hated Bloomberg, too. You said he was behind Uber and shit.
And guess what?
Uber guess is what? Fucking up the taxi industry.
The dude that got into a fight with Bloomberg, he was in the paper last week. All right, so like a year or two.
Oh, yeah, he was, right?
Yeah,
let's give a little back. A year or two ago, there's a guy in New York City who owns a bunch of taxi medallions. So he like has a taxi fleet. And he got into a verbal fight with former Mayor Bloomberg about how like you screw you, you can't screw with the taxi industry. And then Mayor Bloomberg at the time said, I'm going to destroy the taxi industry. And lo and behold, 2 years later, that same guy Bloomberg got into a fight with is now crying broke because he can't deal with Uber.
He can't hang, is what you're saying.
And Uber is destroying the taxi industry. Case in point, Mayor Bloomberg is funding Uber. He is a shadow investor of Uber.
You think he's one of the
You think he's washing money?
No, I'm saying he invested a bunch of money into Uber.
Yeah, like he probably gave them a huge bump in the
beginning.
But
wouldn't that like pop up in the tax records or some shit?
I don't know, dude. He's fucking Michael Bloomberg.
He's the fifth richest person in the country.
That's a good point.
Like he can fucking hide some fucking shit.
I think that's a better way instead of just having a dude outright kill, just destroy him morally and shit. I like it. That's a good way to get somebody back, I guess.
No, it's terrible.
Well, the guy started with him. Maybe you play ball when a fucking billionaire rolls into the room. They can buy and fucking break your ass.
I mean, that guy's a multi-millionaire. If he owns 15 taxi medallions, they're each worth $1 million.
Who's got more money? The billionaire who's a fucking former mayor or a shitty little millionaire that's fucking scurrying about crying, oh, I ain't got enough.
Dick Cheney 2016, right, John?
That's what I'm saying, son. I'm with that. Give that man a fucking football.
All right.
What?
It's a nuke. Never heard that term, the football?
No.
Damn, son, you're the most unpatriotic motherfucker I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, I don't like militias, and I don't know that football is a word for
I always
nuke.
Call it Broken Arrow. I saw a movie
that was
that.
A shitty John Travolta movie.
It's not called that, then? It's not real? Oh.
I don't think it was shitty, Johnny. Also, Christian Slater was in that movie.
It's kind of dreamy.
How could it be bad?
Hey, Pump Up the Volume was great. You only pump up the volume?
No.
The movie's awesome.
No.
Christian Slater's in the season of Archer. He's pretty good in that.
Yeah, I kind of got off of fucking Archer.
What don't you like about Pump Up the Volume?
This is my shit. That's just not my thing.
I'm gonna go.
You didn't like fucking Snowpiercer, right?
Snowpiercer is terrible.
Cinematic masterpiece. How
I'm
about
just
that?
Just saying that the fucking bust my
balls.
All right,
then. Not everything you like is cake, my man.
Everyone likes Pump Up the Volume.
Not everybody.
I don't even know what this is. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, man.
You got to watch it. You got to watch it. Tell us what do you think about it next week.
Okay. I'll give it a... Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. It might be.
All right.
It's like a small town radio DJ.
So I'm going to be the deciding vote on whether or not this is a good movie?
Christian Slater just moves to a new town.
Wait a minute. Is this the reason why you got into radio?
I don't think so. But I do like the fucking movie. And he runs a pirate radio station.
Yeah.
It's good, dude.
The premise is all right. But the plot, all right, whatever. You watch it. That's up to you. You know, since you got to watch and do some homework, I guess we can't do that pre-show then. Fuck.
No, I can watch it tonight.
I wanted to go to your house, but.
Don't worry, I got
no,
it.
No, I don't want to get in the way.
No, don't worry. We got to do it for Patreon people. This is
God
what we're getting.
Damn it.
This is what they're getting. They're getting
I hope it
content.
Goes better than that fucking Royal Rumble one we did. That was
And that one went great for me because I picked all the fucking winners. That's how the pre-shows are going to be going.
I called people in the match that weren't even in that shit.
Johnny,
that went terrible.
Johnny. Seriously,
for you,
if you don't do your research and you don't have your shit together,
I just went to the wrong website.
Johnny's Jeep kayfabe. That's all.
Johnny,
he's
stop.
The deal.
Everybody, Johnny, yeah. If you don't fucking get your shit together for this Patreon thing, you're not going to be able to do them anymore.
Oh, there, come on.
That's it.
Well, this shouldn't be so bad. The Royal Rumble is really hard to predict.
I'm saying, Johnny, you got to get your shit together. Listen, we're trying to get this fucking gig on Lucha Underground, being the new commentators.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want anything to do with Lucha, because motherfuckers die in the ring.
Oh, yeah, dude got killed.
That video was horrifying.
That, how the fuck do you
still
feel you Rey Mysterio, son? Like, that's your first match back in a while, and you kill a motherfucker.
He's pissed.
No, I do.
That's
give
how
him,
they do it in the 619. John.
Okay, I'll keep a G with you though. Like they kept going, even though that motherfucker was like dummy hanging from that rope. Like shit,
show must go on,
bro. Thought he was just selling hard.
And then like, yo, when he missed the 619, he looked at him like, yo, what's up, man? Are you no selling? That motherfucker's dead, B. That motherfucker's
really
dead.
I found it really disturbing. It was the dead body on the ropes. It's like, yeah.
And then the other guy at one point fucking fell right next to him and shit, which was even more bizarre. And they left him in that ring for a good, like, 8 minutes. I'm pretty sure he shit himself at that point.
Probably.
But you couldn't tell in that fucking arena, dirty motherfuckers.
There was something I wanted to show you guys, but we didn't get a chance to it. So I just want to talk about it real quick.
Yeah, go. It ties in
so
perfectly.
We're talking to Mexican wrestlers.
Yeah.
In Thailand, random dudes who work as accountants and shit at night dress up like Mexican gangsters from L.A.
Looks like American me, to be honest with you.
It's fucking weird. Like, this guy...
It's cosplay. We dress up like them, right?
Do we?
I don't. Well, like when you do cosplay,
that's called drag queens.
Well, that's whatever. People
they're called
do.
Lady boys in every language.
Lady boy.
Like this guy works in an office, and then at night he just dresses up like an what is it? MS-13. He just dresses up like an MS-13.
Say Vato Loco.
Yeah.
That
well, hanging out with Johnny Five.
Johnny Five, you dick.
Why is he a dick?
It's
just such
five.
A weird thing that fucking somehow in Thailand this thing caught on.
Well, remember we did that shit on the people in Brazil that dress like white fucking supremacists and shit.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's a thing. Like people just
no, those guys are just hate filled. These guys aren't hate filled. Like they work in offices during the day and then at night
they beat motherfuckers down with bats and ride bikes.
They don't though. That's the thing. They don't. They just dress like this.
I don't know. It looks like they might put the boots to somebody. Maybe they sell churros like on fucking Sundays on a lazy Sunday. I don't know.
It's fucking bizarre.
It's like their form of cosplay. I can't hate on them for that.
It is.
It's a lot worse. It would be a lot worse if they were blackface. I'll say that. So
I guess it would be worse if it was blackface, because right. I guess like these guys could be Mexican. I don't
yeah,
really know.
You can't really. I'm fucking.
Both of you getting this for a stupid topic.
It's not a stupid topic. It's fucking bizarre.
It is very weird, man.
Because they're in fucking Asia, so they got like Yakuza-looking tattoos, but they're dressed like fucking Mexican gangbangers.
You've been listening
weird.
To High Society Radio?
That one looks like a Mexican tattoo on his back. Look like a Virgin Mary.
Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
Shout out to Lynda.com.
Oh, Lynda.com/High Society Radio. You can get a tutorial on anything. Starting your own business, creating a product.
How to dress properly like an essay.
How to dress like a cholo.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The newest Lynda.com thing. You get a free 10-day trial if you go to Lynda.com/High Society Radio.
It's pretty dope.
Exactly.
Shout out to Brian Pillman.
Shout out to 4chan.
There you go.
I guess that's it for us, boys. Episode 469, or is it 468?
I think you said 465 before, but the last one you said like 642.
I'm going to keep it G with you. At least we don't got to get no stupid fucking phone box and travel through time.
Exactly. Because you know what? We're High Society Radio. We got more episodes than fucking Doctor
Who. We take
Who.
Expensive
Peace.
Fucking train rides.
Must say goodbye.